Thank you, and welcome once again to this radio broadcast. We're glad you're listening. And we do pray that God would really bless you this morning as you listen once again to another portion from His own precious Word. We would like to take this opportunity to invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. We have our Sunday school beginning this morning at 10 o'clock, and we have classes for every age, and we invite you to come. Bring your families, bring your Bibles, and just be with us in these services. And then at 11 o'clock this morning is our morning worship service. And of course, you're welcome to come to this service. Then tonight, we have our prayer service beginning at 4 o'clock, and then at 4:30 is our evening worship. And then Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. is our midweek Bible study. So these are our regularly scheduled services, and you're welcome to come and bring your Bibles, your family, and worship the Lord Jesus Christ with us. If you're looking for a place where you can worship God, where you can find out what God's Word says to you, you'll find it at the Independence Baptist Church. We welcome you to come. If you have questions or comments concerning the things that I preach over this radio station or the things that Independence Baptist Church believes, you're welcome to address me with any and all of those questions. You can contact me by writing to the Independence Baptist Church in Forestdale, Missouri, and I'll be glad to get back with you on those things. If you have questions also concerning the things that we believe, you can check out our church's website. That's www.independencebaptist.org. That's independencebaptist.org, one word, and you'll find many things there concerning the things that we believe at the Independence Baptist Church. This morning, I'd like to look in the book of Acts chapter 5, verse 42, and think on the subject, who is Jesus Christ? That's Acts chapter 5, verse 42. Who is Jesus Christ? The Bible states, "And daily in the temple and in every house they ceased not to teach and preach Jesus Christ." You see, Jesus Christ is the center of the entire Bible. All of the Old Testament prophecies told about the coming Messiah. And then the New Testament reveals that He has come. Think of this, folks. The success of the early church, the church that Jesus established during His own personal ministry, can be summed up in a few words. Acts chapter 5, verse 42. "And daily in the temple and in every house they ceased not to teach and preach Jesus Christ." You see, the success of the early church was not based upon programs, plans, or promotions. They simply taught and preached Jesus Christ. This is a marvelous lesson for us all to learn. Peter preached Jesus Christ on the day of Pentecost, and 3,000 precious souls were saved, baptized, and added to the church. We find in Acts chapter 3 that Peter and John preached Jesus Christ when the impotent man was healed. And then in Acts chapter 4, when the early church was commanded not to speak in the name of Christ, they continued preaching and teaching Jesus Christ, who He is and what He has come to do. And the Bible said there were 5,000 more saved. Think of this. In the book of Acts chapter 5, when Ananias and Sapphira decided they wanted the preeminence and lied to the Holy Spirit of God, they both died. But the early church continued to preach and teach Jesus Christ. There was no plan. There was no program. There was no promotion. It was simply the preaching of Jesus Christ that the church did. Peter and John preached Jesus Christ when they were persecuted to those unbelieving Pharisees. All of the church continued in one accord, and all of the church preached and taught Jesus Christ. And later, the Apostle Paul, we find that he proved from the Scriptures that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Boy, this is a marvelous thing. We ought to be preaching and teaching Jesus Christ, because that is what will give us good success in the things of God. There's many today that might major on this doctrine or that doctrine. But the doctrine of who Jesus Christ is and what He has come to do for sinners is by far the most important doctrine of all. It is so important that Revelation chapter 2 and verse 4 states that if a church leaves that first love, and the first love is the love of God, that church is in danger of losing their authority to be a church. I realize today that there's a lot of people that have tried to water down who Jesus Christ is. There's a lot of folks that say Jesus is an angel. There's a lot of folks that say that Jesus is simply a created being of God, like unto God. And they twist and turn words around to make it sound like they're saying the same thing the Bible says, but they're not. We want to notice this morning some of the things concerning who Jesus Christ is. We want to speak about how that Jesus is the promised seed. And we also want to speak about how that Jesus Christ is the literal only begotten Son of God. Notice, first of all, that Jesus Christ is the promised seed. Genesis chapter 3 and verse 15, when Adam and his wife sinned against God in the Garden of Eden and plunged the whole human race into sin, God came walking to them in the garden in the cool of the day. And God, in Genesis 3:15, gave them this precious promise that there would be one come that would take away their sins. Notice what the Bible said. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Genesis chapter 12 and verse 7. Jesus Christ gave to Abraham the promise that the seed of God would come through his loins. And of course, in Galatians chapter 3 and verse 16, the promise there is to seed, speaking about Jesus Christ, and not seeds as of a nation or many people. And of course, we know that in the process of time, Jesus Christ was born of a virgin. And this gets us into the second point, that Jesus Christ is absolutely the literal only begotten Son of the living God. Jesus Christ came into this world without any sin, and yet He came and took upon Himself our sins. His earthly body was developed in the womb of Mary. Mary was overshadowed, the Bible says, with the Holy Spirit of God. You see, Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He is not the son of any man, but He is the only begotten Son of God. Matthew chapter 1 verse 18 explains that Mary was a virgin and she gave birth to Jesus Christ. Notice in verse 23 of Matthew 1. Behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. The fact is that it was Mary that was overshadowed with the Holy Spirit of God. It was not Joseph at all. Joseph was espoused to Mary, his wife, and before they came together in the marriage relationship, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. That's why the Bible says that, talking about Jesus Christ, that when He came and He was given this name of Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. The Bible tells us also in the book of Philippians chapter 2, verse 6 through verse 8, that Jesus Christ was in the form of God, yet He left heaven, He left all of His glories behind, and Jesus Christ came to the earth in the womb of the Virgin Mary, and was born, and then lived His life, a perfect life, and died that we might have life. The fact is, you see, is that Jesus Christ is not an angel. Jesus Christ is not a superhuman developed person, but Jesus Christ is the only begotten Son of God. Notice something else. Jesus Christ is the creator of this world. The Bible said that Jesus is the Creator. In John chapter 1 and verse 1 through 3, notice this reading. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. Now notice in verse 3. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. Jesus Christ is the Creator, and yet Jesus Christ is exactly the same one that came down to the earth, conceived in the womb of Mary by the Holy Spirit of God, was born of that virgin, and came and lived this perfect life that you and I might have everlasting life. And when Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary, He died as God in our place. Jesus Christ took our sins upon Himself and gave His life, taking our sins upon Himself. John chapter 1 and verse 14 says this, And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Yes, Jesus Christ is the only begotten Son of God. He is no angel. He is no elevated human being. Jesus Christ is God in the flesh. He was our Creator. The Bible tells us in the book of Colossians chapter 1 and verse 16, actually verse 12 through verse 16, these verses reveal that Jesus Christ not only created everything, but also shed His blood that we might have redemption of sins. Jesus is God, and He is the one that has granted unto us salvation. You see, it is our sins that has separated us from God. David said in Psalm 51 and verse 4, Against thee and thee only have I sinned. Notice, folks, that Jesus Christ is the one who makes it possible for us to get to God. Notice in the book of Ephesians chapter 2, verse 11 through verse 22, these verses explain that Christ has made it possible for us to contact God. And the resurrection from the dead reveals that Jesus Christ is God, that Jesus Christ controls death, and He controls life because He has everlasting life. In the book of Acts chapter 17, verse 32, on Mars Hill, Paul declared the resurrection of the dead. And some mocked, and others wanted to hear more, and some rebelled against that teaching. In Acts chapter 26 and verse 24, when Festus declared that Paul was mad or crazy because he preached about the resurrection of the dead. Who is Jesus Christ? Jesus Christ is the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Folks, Jesus Christ is more than just a good man. Christ is the literal Son of God who came down into this world 2,000 years ago, was born of a virgin, and gave His life on the cross of Calvary that folks just like you and me could be saved. And He came to seek and to save those that were lost. Jesus Christ is God incarnate in the flesh. Jesus Christ paid the sacrifice for us on the cross of Calvary. It is through His blood that we are justified freely. It is by His life that we are drawn to God in our life. He is the perfect example for us, for He pleased the Father in everything, because Jesus Christ was with the Father before creation, and He is with the Father now, sitting at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for you and for me. Revelation chapter 12, verse 10 reveals that fact. Today, if you're lost, trust Jesus Christ. Look unto Him, and you will find salvation. Jesus Christ is calling unto you this morning to believe on Him. We see that our time has gone away from us once again this morning. We thank you for listening, and we invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church and listen again next Sunday morning, the Lord willing, for another radio broadcast. Thank you now for listening.